Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. With $32 off for 1 week only and free shipping, you can try the Thunderstorm Air Purifier for less than $100. Get the Eden Pure Thunderstorm today at EdenPureDeals.com with code Howie32. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code Howie32 for $32 off and free shipping.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
We're going to seize their yachts, their luxury homes, and other ill-begotten gains.
This is mine, and this is mine, and that's mine, and this is mine.
Of Putin's kleptocracy. Yeah.
Have you got a stutter? Okay, fine. Don't worry. Sing it. Sing the... come on!
Kleptocracy. The guys who are the kleptocracies. But these are bad guys.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
You have heard people start to talk about recession fears, and then you get a negative print on GDP.
The U.S. economy contracted at an annual rate of 1.4%.
The numbers show the worst quarter in 2 years.
Skipper, is it that bad? Is it really that bad?
Whoosh. Well, I'm not concerned about a recession.
I thought I'd be nervous, but I was cool as a cucumber.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Biden was hemming and hawing today when he was asked again about the student loan debt. You know, he's all over the place. He was telling some group of congressmen on Hispanic congressmen, I think, on Monday that he was thinking about forgiving or increasing the number of people getting payoffs on the write-offs, I should say, on the payoffs is another way to put it, on their student loan debt. And then today he's kind of backing away, kind of like Fauci. Fauci ended the pandemic the other day, 2 days ago, and then now he's saying, oh, it's not really over. It's not really. I mean, these people are they're like a weather vane in a hurricane or a tornado. They just are spinning around and around and around. And you know, but this is just this student loan thing. It's just like rubbing salt in the wound of all the people who have worked for a living their whole life and tried to do the right thing. And again, these modern Democrats just want to pay off the people who didn't behave responsibly, whether they were born here or whether they're coming across the border with a backpack full of fentanyl and a kid that they want the U.S. government to support for the rest of their lives. The U.S. government meaning you and me. And people, this is just like in your face, these student loans, you know, because everybody's got these bills. Everybody's got this anxiety, you know. Everybody's got a bill they don't like to pay and they'd like to be rid of it, but they're not allowed. They're not in the politically correct class. Here's this is a great text I just got from 508. It's from a younger person. I'm a millennial, and in a high school, I worked an average 25 hours a week during the school year, 35 to 40 hours a week during the summer, and did landscaping on the side. I became an RA, resident assistant, in college, and also worked weekends. I didn't screw around, travel, go on spring break, or have many fun nights out. I paid for college and later my student loans. Now all the people who didn't sacrifice get all of this excused? I feel cheated and like a fool and a sucker for doing the right thing. What's the point? The point is to pay off the people who behaved irresponsibly and are now claiming victim status. And you're right, it's very exasperating. It's infuriating is what it is. And, you know, if he tries to do this, you know, it's bad enough that they just keep kicking the can down the road. And then they say, well, if you're in public service, we'll give you public service. That's a hack job. That drunk state rep, he's in, quote unquote, public service. The guy with the 9 empty Dr. McGillicuddy's nips. By the way, I found out what his favorite brand is today. Took me a few calls, but I've. He's a mix and match guy. You know, you got 9 of them in there. You're gonna switch them around. You know, butterscotch, peach, but he's insane wild grape is his favorite. I checked it out. I can't cite my source, but I have that on good authority. That's his favorite flavor. They have 9 flavors of Dr. McGillicuddy's. I looked it up today. All right, time now for the chump line.
I went to the supermarket yesterday and Chunky Soup's up to 3¼ a can. Damn those January 6th insurrectionists.
Actually, I think on Monday night when we had our Let's Go Brandon segment, I think some people were saying Progresso is even up even for. Well, of course, Progresso is a little pricier than Chunky to begin with, I guess. They were saying it was $3.79 for a can of Progresso. That, again, those damn insurrectionists. When will the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers be brought before the bar of justice for raising the price of my minestrone soup?
The White House said Joe Biden will forget student loans.
Well put.
The fact is that I don't remember.
Today's Chump Line is brought to you by Rizzo Insurance. When was the last time you had someone audit your insurance to see if you're getting the most coverage for your money? Contact Dan or Paul Rizzo at RizzoInsurance.com. They have helped me and my staff, and they can help save you money, too. Get the Rizzo Insurance audit at no charge, no obligation. RizzoInsurance.com.
Joe Isuzu here. As the new director of the Disinformation Governance Board, I want to let all America know, from now on, when you go online, you'll only get information, not disinformation.
You can trust the Disinformation Governance Board. The head of it, who told you that there was Russian collusion between Trump and Vladimir Putin, which was disinformation, and told you that the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation when it wasn't. She's telling the truth now. You can trust her now. She's not like the others. She stopped lying. Pinky promise. Scout's honor.
Vice President Kamala Harris has COVID, but no symptoms. Looks like the virus wants to get the hell out of there, too.
The virus resigned like all the other members of her staff. Is that what you're saying?
Way to go, Sleepy LaBeef. Four times the limit is what we call a trained professional.
You know, there were so many ways he could have gone with the excuse. He could have, you know, like his fellow Worcester hack, Crash Murray, he could have just said he was out surveying storm damage. He could have said it just was some toothpaste he was using, like Senator Galluccio did. That didn't work for Senator Galluccio when we began calling him, when he was sent to the Bill Ricka House of Corrections, Senator Jaluccio. Remember those? Remember those? We had the names of the toothpaste Senator Galluccio claimed had gotten him drunk. Arm and Hammered. Harvey's Bristol Gleam. Black and Whitener. I didn't have room for those in my column today. I had so much new stuff on Sleepy LaBeef.
Even Mayor Carr, I don't appreciate the dribble about Representative LaBeouf billowing out of your mouth. 0.32 isn't drunk. It's merely a good start. If LaBeouf were drunk, he would have, as Senator Whitehouse would say, boofed in the breathalyzer.
I'm telling you, I think I'm impressed by 0.32. The guy only weighs 150 pounds. I looked up on the rap sheet. He's a small guy. I mean, nine empties. Of course, that was probably, you know, 2 or 3 days work for him. But he's apologized, by the way, for his egregious misconduct. So, you know, I was wondering, you know, how transfer student from Clark to Harvard, that doesn't seem very believable. But hey, he knows how to spell egregious. He's a college boy in my book.
Joe Biden here. All you people who think I'm going to sleepwalk us into World War III, all I got to say is, no joke.
You know, Dementia Joe has been talking about, the 82nd Airborne of the 101st is going into Poland, and he's been talking about, he's been saber-rattling all along, but today today, again, like I said, he's like a weather vane in a hurricane. Cut 13 from Brandon.
Number one is an excuse for their failure. But number two, it's also, if they really mean it, no one should be making idle comments about the use of nuclear weapons or the possibility of the need to use that. It's irresponsible.
Except when I do it. But then it really doesn't matter because everybody knows I have no clue what I'm really saying.
When Baker was asked if LaBeef should resign, he once again resorted to his patented whine. This lame duck is going to pass the buck until his administration finally rots off the vine.
Well put. You know, this is another thing he could have said, when he was picked up by the state police. He'd say, I ask for no special treatment. I just ask to be treated the same way the state police treated Governor Charlie Baker's son, Gropey, when they pulled him off the JetBlue flight from D.C. Think that would have worked? I remember the other guy from Worcester County was arrested, a guy named Kujawski. Remember him? Supposedly he urinated on an officer's, near his boots, shall we say. And so I called him the next day, and, he said, I got into trouble. Maybe this was before he got arrested the last time, and he said, I'm not like you guys from Boston. He was from Oxbridge. I'm not like you guys from Boston. I came to the state house, and I thought everybody was my friend. I thought to myself, I'm from further west than you are, pal. I'm from what Elizabeth Warren calls the West Coast of Massachusetts. I lived on beachfront property on the Deerfield River. And I never thought everybody at the state house was my friend. What a dope. There are all these people from Worcester. They're so... Crash Murray, Frizzolo, this nitwit, Karen Pay-to-Play Polito, Joe Early Jr., Ali Bebo. Ladies and gentlemen, the beat goes on.
Hi, Howie.
Governor Patrick calling. There you go again, saying you didn't go to Brown because your parents couldn't afford it. Fact check, partially true. It was because your parents couldn't afford the bribe. It would have taken a lot to get Mr. 980 on his SATs through the admissions office. What was the name of your prep school? D-A? We're going to be fine.
And that ain't true. None of that's true. I had a pretty good score on my SATs, and I got into Brown. And I tweeted out that I think when they were shadow banning conservatives, they got rid of the card that I had tweeted out one time many years ago.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
I'm not as dumb as Paul Kujawski, the former state rep, but when I applied to Brown University, I thought everybody was my friend. I thought they were going to give me some money. What did I know? I knew nothing, I guess. 844-500-4242. That's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. If you want to leave a message, the toll-free number is 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message or you just want to hear a second brand-new Chump Line, we have one with the messages we didn't use just now. It's called Chop Chumps. You can get Chop Chumps at around 7 o'clock every weeknight. Get Chop Chumps, where the second Chump Line of the day, wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. Today's Chump Line is brought to you by Rizzo Insurance. When was the last time you had someone audit your insurance to see if you're getting the most coverage for your money? Contact Dan or Paul Rizzo at RizzoInsurance.com. They have helped me and my staff, and they can help you save money too. Get the Rizzo Insurance audit at no charge, no obligation. RizzoInsurance.com.
The White House said Joe Biden will forget student loans.
For once, they were telling the truth at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. I'm Howie Carr.
You've got it. From what I've heard here, yeah, you've got it. And you're stuck with it. And I don't care if you wanted to get rid of it. You could. It's always going to be there.
He's Howie Carr.
Every time you turn around, expect to see me. There's one time you'll turn around and I'll be there.
The Howie Carr Show.
King Tut. Born in Arizona, moved to Babylonia. King Tut. One of my favorite songs of the 70s. Helped me get through stagflation. Wonder what song's going to help me get through stagflation this time. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Follansbee Inn on beautiful Kezar Lake in North Sutton, New Hampshire. There are still a few rooms left to join me on the weekend of May 13th. To get your room before they're gone, go to follansbeein.com, follansbeein.com. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Who do you want to be the next Republican Speaker of the House? Kevin McCarthy, Jim Jordan, or somebody else?
I'll take Jim Jordan.
Jim Jordan at 77% now. 19% say somebody else, and Kevin McCarthy lost another percentage point. He is down to 4%.
Maybe we should have made the third one anybody but McCarthy. I think that's basically the way I feel. Although, because Kinzinger's not going to be there, and I don't think Liz Cheney, she's running for re-election. She's not going to be there, I don't think. So, I don't know. I've met him a couple times. He was polite, pleasant to me, but I never trusted the guy even before these audio tapes came out from his erstwhile BFF, Liz Cheney. There really is no honor among those thieves, though, is there on Capitol Hill? It's just they're all just stabbing each other in the back. The Wall Street Journal had a funny editorial on Saturday. The headline was the funniest thing of all. John Kerry says the darndest things. He was talking about getting rid of natural gas. Biden's climate envoy sentences natural gas to death in a decade or less. It's okay, but the headline says it all. So yesterday, John Kerry has a letter to the editor. The headline was so devastating, he had to respond.
Your editorial, John Kerry says the darndest things, completely distorts the meaning, context, and reality, not only of my argument, but of what the private sector is already doing. Natural gas is central to a smart and achievable policy to cut greenhouse gas emissions today. In the near term, that means pairing with renewables to clean up electricity. In the next decade, it also means abating emissions from gas itself.
So you know he's taking the heat when he writes a letter to the editor of the Wall. And by the way, he didn't contradict anything. He just didn't like the headline. He just said it distorts himself. You know, if you can't, he probably written him a letter before saying they took something out of context. So he couldn't say that again. So now he's saying they're distorting what he meant. They quoted him correctly. They just distorted what he meant. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Senator. Oh, excuse me. Thank you, Envoy Kerry. 844. Is Envoy ahead of Secretary or is Secretary? I don't know. Envoy is kind of a new title. I'm Howie Carr.
Can I get out of here, please?
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Well, ask not for whom the bell tolls. It tolls for CNN Plus. Today is its last day of streaming. It may have actually expired already. But there's more bad news for the lamestream media. Joy Reid's MSNBC show plummets to lowest rated month ever as audience evaporates. It was like a puddle in the Sahara Desert to begin with. now what few drops of moisture remained have apparently evaporated. MSNBC racist homophobic bomb thrower, Joy Reid's ratings are cratering, falling to their lowest level since her show debuted in 2020. Yet another bad omen for Democrats who are set to reap the whirlwind for the seeds of racial discord they have spent years sowing. This is from BizPac Review. Reid out averaged 1.1 million viewers during the news-heavy month of April, a 31% decline from April of last year. She shed 11% of viewers who tuned in last month and a staggering 51% compared to the show's debut month of July 2020. This is Fox News was citing these ratings, and BizPac Review picked it up. I thought she was gone, though. I thought they were getting rid of her. Didn't they say they were? I mean, that was in the in the gossip columns, in the rumors stage, 2 or 3 months ago. Probably she raised the race card and said it would be considered racism if they got rid of her. So she hung on for a while longer, but I can't see that she's going. Wear a damn mask, please, says, I'm only surprised Joy Reid's ratings are tanking because I had no idea that lying homophobic POS still had a show. You might have gotten banned for saying that a week ago, but now we're in the Wild West. Ah. 844-500-4242. I want to play some cuts from the lamestream media, the deep state, portraying the latest horrible economic news. And by the way, the market did go up today because they like the fact that they may have to postpone raising the interest rates. The market is the economy is in such dire straits. It's kind of like, you know, the market is not related. Wall Street is not related to Main Street. You know, if Main Street is hurting, Wall Street doesn't care. Maybe even it's good for Wall Street in many cases, as the news today. Wall Street was happy because it's going to hamstring the efforts to get inflation back under control. But anyway, this morning before the market went up, the financial wizards, the gurus, they were very surprised. These numbers were unexpected. You know, they weren't unexpected to you or me, were they? No. I mean, we you go to the grocery store, you talk to people on the street, at a coffee shop, at a bar, at your club, at your church. People are hurting. But in the green rooms, in the studios in New York and Washington, it's let the good times roll. It's always let the good times roll, actually. Here's CNN reporting the worst quarter in years. Cut one.
Surprising new numbers from the government today. The U.S. economy shrank in the first quarter of 2022. The nation's gross domestic product declined at an annual rate of 1.4%. Most economists were expecting a positive growth number. Instead, the numbers show the worst quarter in 2 years.
They were expecting. So I guess these numbers, that sounds like John King. Were these numbers unexpected? Or were they unexpectedly bad? Or were they unexpectedly disappointing? Or were they disappointingly unexpected? Here's CNBC, cut two.
When you have heard people start to talk about recession fears, and then you get a negative print on GDP, you add into that just pretty serious inflation in the backdrop, and then you're immediately going to hear the S word, the stagflation word. You're going to hear that again.
Stagflation. And people, someone else was saying, well, no one under the age of 55 has ever seen these kind of spiraling prices out of control. I guarantee you, I'm over 55, but, you'll remember this. You'll remember this for 40 years. I have never forgotten it. You're not going to forget it either. It's hard to forget when your pocket is empty, your wallet is empty, you're bust out, and you have a senile president. And it 40 years ago, you didn't have a senile president. You just had a guy who didn't know what he was doing. Now you have a guy who doesn't know what he's doing, and he's senile, and he's corrupt. It's the trifecta. Here's MSNBC Squawk Box. They're gonna come up with my favorite word here. Cut three.
As Q1 GDP goes negative, down 1.4, first decline since 2020. Our roadmap begins with heading the wrong way. GDP does unexpectedly decline in the first quarter.
Unexpectedly. Unexpectedly. Another one from CDC, cut 4.
GDP, first look, first quarter, is a nasty minus 1.4. Minus 1.4. We haven't had a minus sign since that nasty second quarter, COVID-related, in 2020. Let's go through it. Consumption drops to 2.7, well below expectations.
Nasty. Oh, you nasty GDP. Oh, you nasty GDP. Okay, so they've always got an excuse. It's always it's the alibi Ikes of the Democrat Party and the mainstream media, but I repeat myself, have always got an excuse. Here's a new one today. Cut 7.
First of all, there's the fact that COVID was erupting again in the first quarter of this year. We had Omicron.
Is there anything COVID can't do?
We also had the lapsing of some of the pandemic assistance. Those two factors were called out by the government in this report that just came out. A few other components here, the trade deficit blew out because the domestic economy can't produce enough goods to keep up with all the demand right now. Businesses, they also didn't stock up on goods quite at the pace that they did in the fourth quarter. But here's a really key point here. The real driver of the economy is consumer spending. And that actually grew 2.7% pace. That is solid. It's actually a faster pace than the final three months of last year. That is a good sign. Business investment was solid too. Another thing to keep in mind, this is a rear view looking number. This was stuff that happened a few months ago.
Remember that.
The market,
rear view looking.
Economists, the Fed, they're all focused on what's happening this spring and this summer, how the economy is holding up with inflation, and also these Fed rate hikes.
It's rear view looking. The spending was up 2.7%. Inflation was up 8.5%. So spending was up 2.7%. Okay. So what's more important, the inflation being up 8.5% or the spending being up 2.7%? Matt Egan, Democrat operative with Press Pass.
Yeah, it's consumer spending is up because everybody's spending $200 more for their products.
Right. Spending more for chunky soup. Spending more for eggs. Spending more for boar's head deli meat. You know? I mean, who are these people kidding? Who do you think is watching CNBC? Do you think any of the welfare recipients or the Antifa brigade with their little beer bellies and their black t-shirts getting ready for the and looking pricing their next tattoos? You think they're watching CNBC? I don't think so. You're not going to convince too many people when they go to the someone says that's the crock box. 844-500-4242-207. Do you also remember the conversations around the kitchen table when gas prices increased? You know, I remember in the 70s when gas prices increased, there weren't too many conversations around our kitchen table because, number one, somebody was always out sitting in the gas lines in Ball Square in Somerville waiting to get into Tony Grazzo's Arco station so we could fill up the car with gasoline. And then somebody else was already working a second job or working OT at the Herald or doing their doing a column like me for Boston Magazine to get some extra money. I learned a lot of lessons though during that period. The Herald American, as it was called then, was going out of business, and sometimes they didn't get the money in from New York, and you would go to the bank to cash your check. They'd send the checks down to City Hall. They didn't have direct deposit. They'd send the checks to City Hall. And so we would rush over to 50 State Street to the bank, Bank of Boston at the time, to cash them, stand in line. One day I go down there on a Friday morning, and there's a long line to get in. And I hand them my Herald check. They punch it in. They said, "Mr. Carr, we can't cash this check. There's no money in the account." You know, I mean, this is what stagflation is all about. You know what I had in my pocket? I had a check from Boston Magazine. That check did not bounce. And I said to myself, God is sending me a message. And the message is, don't count on the Herald. Or more significantly, don't count on any one job. Don't ever put all your eggs in one basket, Mr. Carr. And I took the Lord's advice to heart, and I've always tried to have 2, 3, 4 jobs. 844-500-4242. 413. I love that you added beer belly to the description. Spot on. I've seen those people downtown throwing the frozen urine bottles at the cops. Punks, real punks, and they're all these little, and they got the squirrely goatees, you know, and they're wearing the Birkenstocks, and they all come over from Cambridge on the Red Line. If they blocked the Red Line at Central Square, they wouldn't have had any of those Antifa riots, because they all come in from outside the city. 844-500-4242. What are you waiting for? Many listeners, including Officer Mark, Dr. Matt, the Vet, and Paul Rizzo, all rave about the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. All have made multiple purchases once they tried this powerful air purifier that is small enough to hold in your hand. Officer Mark said, maybe it's just a coincidence, but my wife and I got a great night's sleep because we could breathe freely without the usual dry desert air feeling that keeps you awake. With $32 off for 1 week only and free shipping, you can try the Thunderstorm Air Purifier for less than $100. Many friends still ask me, does it really work? And the answer is yes. We have 6 in our office. Grace uses one in her kitchen. Jared has one in his bedroom. Maureen has a Thunderstorm in her car for dog smells, and I have 5 at home. I'm going to ask Jared. He's filling in for Taylor today. How do you like your Eden Pure Thunderstorm air purifier?
I love the Thunderstorm. It's great for smells and odors in my basement, but I also like it for my allergies because it actually purifies the air. It ionizes the air, and it gets rid of any nasty stuff. It doesn't just cover it up. It gets rid of it, so I'm breathing clean air. It's been one of the best allergy product investments that I've made.
Such a pain to in the spring when you just get a sneezing fit and you just can't stop. And the Eden Pure Thunderstorm air purifier will help you out with that, as well as those nasty odors in your house. Nasty, the word of the day. Get the Eden Pure Thunderstorm today at EdenPureDeals.com with code Howie32. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code Howie32 for $32 off and free shipping. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network.
These high school boys and girls are having a hop at the local soda fountain, innocent of a new and deadly menace lurking behind closed doors.
Howie Carr.
Here's one from 508, the text. If the BPD had simply sent in the TPF, the Tactical Patrol Force, which no longer exists, it was disbanded, to roust those Trustafarians during Occupy Boston. That was a while before the frozen urine bottles and the George Floyd police riots and arson. There would have been a lot more self-reflection before throwing frozen water bottles and torching police cars would have occurred. Send in the horses, unleash the hounds, bring back law and order. I'm with you. We got a text earlier, though. Someone works at downtown, and they said they got an email today from the company saying, watch out for roving bands of kids, meeting downtown crossing in that area, just mugging, randomly mugging. And I don't even think sometimes they mug. They just assault people. They just want to hit them and beat them up and attack because they know nothing's going to happen to them. 844-500-4242. Quite a mess. Thanks, Brandon. Let's go, Brandon. By the way, you can buy this T-shirt. I'm wearing it right now. Let's go, Brandon. You can buy Make Gas Cheap Again T-shirts. We've also got a few Maria's Ristorante gift certificates left. You want to take your mom out, or you're in Portland, anywhere in southern Maine, Maria's Ristorante. It's a great Italian restaurant, the best Italian, oldest Italian restaurant in Portland. We still got a few of those gift certificates left. Just check out our website at HowieCarShow.com. Click on store. And also get on our email list, and you could win $50 a day from me and Grace. We each give away $50 a day to someone on our email list. So all you got to do is get on the email list and you're in it to win, no obligation. Bill, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bill. You there?
Howie, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Howie.
Yes.
I don't get to listen all the time, but I'm curious to something. Are people aware of Joe Biden giving $84 billion of taxpayers' money to the Teamsters Pension Fund?
No, I didn't know that. But what is it, bust out? I mean, there's a federal, you know, there's a federal law that says if a company goes bust, goes belly up, the feds will take over the pension fund and pay a certain percentage of the agreed to private sector pension. Is that what it is? I think it's called PERG or PERC, something like that. Or is this a separate bailout?
I'm not sure, Howie. It was actually the fake news. Somebody sent it to me on an email, and I read it. And if you pull it up on the computer, that Biden bailed out the Teamsters pension fund. Mm-hmm. It says $83 billion he gave them of our taxpayer money. Nobody.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I know there's a, you know, sometimes he does things like setting up this disinformation governance board with this mistress of disinformation running it, a Democrat operative. But in some cases, these bailouts are passed by Congress. I think this is one of the bailouts that's passed by Congress. I know that they used to have the Midwestern Teamsters Pension Fund, and it was looted by the mafia. They used it back in the 70s, back to the 70s again, and they used it to buy into Vegas, and they just there was no money left, and all these truckers that had, I know this because the local down in North Carolina, I used to cover the Teamsters in North Carolina when I was down there, and they were in this pension fund, and they were going to get no money. They were going to get nothing, and all the money had been stolen by the gangsters. By the mafia, basically, and they had to bail them out, and they've bailed out other unions. I think like Polaroid went belly up, their pension fund, and I think they got bailed out. But I don't think the people get get full value of the pension that they were promised. They get a, you know, pennies or a quarter on a dollar, something like that. I don't know the answer though specifically to the pension story. 844-500-4242. 508, sounds like wilding is making a comeback. There's another phrase from the 70s, wilding. Just, you know, randomly attacking people. I mean, the thing, why would they be out at midnight attacking people going through the drive-through window at the McDonald's on Warren Street in Roxbury? I mean, what's in it for them other than sport? And what's the sport of attacking someone who's trying to get a double cheeseburger at midnight at the drive-thru? The sport is they can get away with it. Nothing's going to happen to them. They've been arrested in Downtown Crossing. They're out. And they're going to get out on this one, too, in Roxbury. I'm Howie Carr.